This is the first thing that I've ever played on guitar. This is my first lesson in 1949 when I was just about 14, not quite 14. I studied from a teacher by the name of Horace Hatchett, who had taught Howard Roberts. He taught Oscar Moore. Oscar Moore was the guitar player for Nat King Cole Trio. Being poor, I couldn't afford more than about 2 or 3 months worth of lessons, so he hired me to teach with him in Long Beach, California, about 20 miles from where I lived in the housing projects in Wilmington, California. Okay, and then after teaching, he taught me how to write music, and I started to write the music from the Benny Goodman stuff, like the Charlie Christian. Of course, Charlie played. Things like that. And then George Smith. George Smith was a studio guitar player in those days who wrote a very nice chord book. These are the kind of things he wrote. And of course, very few people can write like that these days. And then I finally got married, married a bass player, and we got on the road quite a bit. I got into playing with a big band, about a 17-piece band on the road, and here's some of the things that we used to do. The band was really good, and it was a very, very well-known band. So forth, but we would play Latin things too, and that's where I first played. And so we would play like one-nighters. We played at the Peabody, and they would put me on the radio. And there's one time when I played on that tune, you know, he'd feature me on that. In fact, he fired the girl singer, you know, in favor of trying to feature me. And so one time we were broadcasting live across the country, you know, that kind of stuff. And I forgot to turn on my amplifier, so he's directing the band. I mean, the man's name was Henry Bussey, very, very fine trumpet player. He was about 75 when we played with him. Great players in the band, too. So, you know, I started to play this thing, and nothing came out. And he got red in the face, and I thought, uh-oh. And so I started to go sit in with the black bands in some of the clubs. I mean, white bands, too. Really back in the 50s, it was pretty mixed, and there were crowds, and you would, I wound up playing things like this, and it was a lot of fun. I played with some of the best, and in 1957, I was playing in this club, and a man by the name of Bunce Blackwell walked in, and he said, "Do you want to do some studio work?" Well, playing jazz for so many years, or about 3 or 4 years there, I was pretty big into it. We knew that once you got into studio work, you'd never play jazz again. And so I would really wasn't interested, but by that time, I was tired of playing nights and doing my day job too. So what I did, I took the job. I thought, well, what the heck, I can make a little bit of extra money, that'd be good, because we were pretty poor then. And so I went down there, and I don't know what I played. It was something with Sam Cooke, and it was such a good date, and I thought, yeah, okay, well, let me buy the electric guitar and the different amps and stuff that I need. And so I wound up on dates doing a little different than jazz. And of course, we got into Jan and Dean stuff. That was all right, but I kind of liked this better. So forth. Okay, and then I got into 12-string licks. This is what I played on Sonny and Cher. And then I started to work for Motown in 1963 and started doing little riff patterns like... There was one hit that I played on with Motown. This is the riff that I played on guitar. Come on, do the jerk, pretty baby. So by that time, I was starting to get a little tired of playing the guitar. For 5 years in the studios, made a lot of money. I quit my day job, and I was doing pretty good. And so by the time I got my second divorce, I had 3 kids and my mom to take care of. And about that same time was when I switched to bass. Okay, so about that time, 1963 late, there was a date at Capitol Records, and the bass player didn't show, so I picked up somebody's bass, and I was the bass player, and that tune was a hit, and I don't know which one it was, but I found it a lot of fun to play on bass, rather than play the old guitar lines and everything. I was kind of tired of that, but to play bass, you could... You know, you can groove on that. And I played it with a pick, too, which was a new sound. But the time thing, you have to have such perfect time.